USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bit of a panic at a vigil last night being held for four people killed in the school shooting in Oxford, Michigan, as someone in a crowd at the vigil faints. Right after that, some sounds of what some folks thought were gunshots were heard.
Stay calm! Stay calm! Stay calm, everyone! It's all right! Okay.
That's the county executive who was addressing the crowd at the time. Overnight, the parents of the alleged gunman in that school shooting were arrested as James and Jennifer Crumbly were found hiding in a basement of an East Detroit industrial building. The police say they believe somebody helped them into that building to hide, so that person's now being sought. The 15-year-old, Ethan Crumbly, is accused of killing four students and wounding seven with a gun that his parents bought for him on Black Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A group of congressional lawmakers is now urging the Biden administration take action to allow veterans to have access to medical cannabis to help manage everything from PTSD to multiple sclerosis to seizures. The group says cannabis could help the VA patients more than it could the average population, as they're more likely to suffer from chronic pain and similar issues. President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's voice being an issue of concern to some reporters during a briefing yesterday at the White House. The 79-year-old was asked about his voice sounding noticeably different.
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see COVID test.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters later at the White House briefing.
The president, again, was tested, as we put out in a transparent piece of information from his doctor, where he received a response quickly from that test, enabling him to proceed.
The president says it's a cold that he caught from a one-and-a-half-year-old grandson who has a cold as well and likes to kiss his pop. In the words of President Biden, welcome to the Bitcoin age. $1 billion worth of Bitcoin seized by the U.S. government a while back has now tripled in value as it has sat in the government's coffers. An NBC News report says cryptocurrency was confiscated from a dark web forum that was selling illegal products in November of 2020. At the time, it was worth about $1 billion. Since then, the value has risen significantly to about $3 billion. An IRS spokesman says the Bitcoin will be auctioned off by the U.S. government. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.